in the morning, 4 to 5 in the morning. Big thunderstorm that night. It was right before the big thunderstorm came through. Of course, it was drizzling rain at the time.
The cottage was dim.
It had a row of lights on each side. And one red was green and over. It was reddish orange in color. And it had a big spotlight, a beacon light, some kind of type of light pointing it up under.
Spotlight, said look.
Something of that nature, yeah. Shining down.
Did you see any sort of structure of the object itself?
It was triangular.
So the thing we saw in the newspaper the other day was the thing that you described, right?
I didn't see it.
It was like, I think it was in the Observer. I believe
Ron has a picture of the Newton Grove police officer drew, and it's the exact
same thing that you saw.
That I saw.
Now, how far away is Newton Grove from the spot where you were?
Where is Newton Grove?
Newton Grove is about, 80 miles from here?
Probably 80 miles. It's
Hampton County.
Where were you at when you saw it?
Approximately. I was out in City Link, on the outskirts of City Link.
How far away from you would it have been, do you reckon?
I'd say a good 200 yards, 200-300 yards, something like that.
What, over the roadway or off
to the off to the right.
Did you stop the car?
Yeah.
And
shut it off.
And, all right, now, did you hear any sound?
Didn't hear no sound.
And did that make you a little more curious about what you were looking at?
Sure did. Yeah. What made me so curious.
Yeah.
And was it moving at that stage?
No, it was hovering.
Now, when it did move, did it move fast? Or did it just slow?
It was gone.
Really fast.
How long would it have been hovering when you were looking at it? A couple of minutes?
Well, when I first got a glimpse of it, it was all from a distance from there. I tried to get up closer to it when I first stopped the car and got out. It stood there for, I guess, anywhere from 5 to 10 seconds. It didn't stay there long when I stopped.
Did it just vanish like that, or did you see it move away?
I seen it move away, but it was
very good.
It did go in a horizontal position.
Hey, Ron.
What do you think it was? I mean, could it have been an aircraft?
I don't like that.
What color was this light on the top?
That was a bright light. That's the prune air.
Yeah.
And it just came up and just turned like that.
Were you in the car during the whole time, or did you stop the car at all to get out and see it?
Oh, yeah, I stopped, got out, and parked. I thought it was coming right over. It came up about 6 feet. It just...
Did it make any noise that you could hear?
No, no. No motor sound at all.
And did this thing have any kind of light or beam of light coming out from it at all that you could see?
Not shining down on the dirt. It's right out in front of it, just like an airplane.
Yeah. Was it pulsating at all, or was it a constant light?
It was burning. They want a blinking arrow. They want a light on it.
Uh-huh. The thing is awfully quiet, huh?
Yeah.
How big do you think the thing was? Could you estimate?
Well, it was... I don't believe it was quite as big as a small aircraft.
Uh-huh. Now, Phil Stanton said that he didn't think it was much bigger than his car.
It looked a little bigger than a car.
Yeah.
I sit right here on 1727. Uh-huh. It was coming right direct, straight down this road, Jim. And he got near about the 301. He crossed I-95. He just turned and went back. He turned and went back towards your pit.
And that's probably when Phil saw it as it was passing that way.
It turned there. It was coming right. I was sitting right here at the stop sign on 301. He come right up with, the width of a telephone pole. He got right about there's a telephone pole right here on 301 and the next one down here. It just came right straight towards me that way, and it just turned like that.
Could you see what it was made out of?
No, you couldn't tell nothing about what it was made out of.
You could see the shape of it, though?
Yeah, you could tell it was in a beach shape. Like
How many colored lights were all together?
Well, I never counted the lights on it. I mean,
but how many colors? Was there a white light?
Two.
And a red light?
Red and green, and then the bright light. There's three different colors. Of course, just that bright light in front of it. Well, the one right in front was just like a headlight on an automobile. It's shining right straight down in front of it. Now, somebody said they seen one shining down, but I never seen one.
How long did this all take from the time you saw it to the time?
From the time I seen it and getting out to the highway north was about 8 minutes.
And it was...
Whenever it turned and started back towards Pedro, well, that's when we got an automobile and we started off and we picked up sitting about a mile an hour. I was right beside him, and then he started picking up speed, and I got up to 100, and he just licked. If the Army will show me where they got something like that and show me how to take it up and sound that it made, then I'll say that's what it was, but I won't say it is.
Yeah, you
it ain't no airplane.
Oh, now, you've got these little lights.
Yeah.
These little lights around it.
Okay, and
these little lights around him.
Okay, and what color? Were they all the same, or did they alternate?
Well, they were red and green.
They were red and green.
Different color.
Now, when you were watching it, did they seem to go on and off, or were they pretty consistent?
No, sir, they didn't blink them in. That's what I say. They just stayed on.
They did stay on.
They didn't blink it up. I just wish they'd land, let me go through it and see what it is. Mm-hmm. It didn't bank, me and Bill. If it banked, I could have seen under it. But it just turned it.
It was a bright white to an amber light. This was appeared to be a treetop level. I observed it through binoculars. Dag, looking, well, I would describe it, I was traveling south and I was looking more like a northeasterly direction. And this bright white to amber light was illuminating the perimeter. It was so brilliant. If there was any running lights along the perimeter of it, it was drowning them out or they would blow the tree level. This was seen about a minute and a half before I saw it in Roland by a Roland City policeman, which is 15 to 20 miles south of us, and a minute and a half after I saw it by an officer, St. Paul's, 10 miles north. And they were describing exactly the same thing I saw.
Speed limit is 55 miles an hour. I'm running that job. I was running about 50 or 55 when it came down. The old, this area right here was dark. And the old both side road lit up and just like it was daylight.
Station where we're all right here.
Where I'm at right now. And I travel on. There's a trailer park up above us about 300 yards, and I travel on the hit, and I pull over, and I stop. Stop my tow car, got out, and looked up there, and I was surprised. I had to look back, and I reached back in the car, and I got my dozen knockers I had in the car, and I looked up at it. And then I got an airplane. Landing light, I carry my patrol car and I shined it up at it. And I blinked the light at it and it blinked back. And I take another look at it. We look at it with the knob. Then it moved at a west. And my way to the west towards Lumberton. And as it moved away from me, I followed it. About 2 miles.
About how fast when you say it was going when it left?
I got up to 85 or 90 and it left.
About how high was it at this time?
It had time and it went up in there back up about, oh, way up about, I'd say, well, when it left me, it started with, after I flashed the light, I flashed the light on it, went up straight up in there and then went out, moved out about. That's there a good 200 mile an hour because it just walked right away from me.
Chief, when you first observed Dodge, did it come from any particular direction or did it rise from the tree?
It come right down over, right down on top of me, like it was supposed to get the car. And that's what I pulled over.
How close would you say it got to you?
About 200 feet.
So you did get a good look at it?
I got a good look at it.
Can you kind of describe the craft for me?
It was a V-shape. Had lights all over. All the way around it with the big light. Looked to be about the size of a steering wheel of a car that was shining down the beam of the light. It would light up, it was about, I'd say, at least 500 feet on both sides of the road. It just lit up in a circle that big.
Did it make any sound at all?
Not a bit. Didn't hear anything. Yeah.
Did it at any time just stop and hover in midair?
Just this one time. It stopped while I was stopped. It stopped about 5 minutes.
So you don't think it could have been a jet or any kind of aircraft like that?
A jet can't park in there. A weird jet can park in there. Actually, a jet can't fly 200 feet. He can't fly 200 feet to start with. He can flip the trees off.
So you are positive it wasn't any kind of conventional aircraft then?
It was not no aircraft. No lot that we have. I saw a lot of them, but I've never saw anything like that, and it was not a helicopter. If it had been a helicopter, I would have just saw the propellers on it.
Don't what caused you to blink your light at it?
I thought I'd blink to see if it was someone in it, if they'd blink it back at me.
I was heading south on 1166, which is near my home. In fact, I was on my way to have lunch or supper when we spotted the craft to the east, northeast. I immediately gave pursuit and soon overtook the craft. It hovered along beside the roadway approximately 100 yards away. As it was dark, I stepped outside of the vehicle and with my right arm took the light switch and switched the lights on and off, and sure enough, I got a response from the front headlight or spotlight from the vehicle having two spotlights on it, one on the front and one on the back. It then proceeded to move in a southwesterly direction, and I turned around to give pursuit again. Was soon lost sight of the craft as it disappeared behind trees. I must say this, that I did get within 100 yards of the craft and was able to get it to signal back to me with its front headlight. Being 100 yards away, there's no possibility that it could have been mistaken for a Delta aircraft or any other man-made aircraft for that matter. I have never seen anything like it before.
Well, we were on Philadelphia Road headed north and just driving along at an ordinary speed, and I was driving the car, and I was the first one to see it. I observed what I thought to be five big lights, I would say, or guess, to be about 100 feet in the air. And the moment I focused my eyes on them, it appeared that they were maybe going at a speed of about 50 miles an hour, and then they speeded up like 100 miles an hour. And I went to telling my wife and two daughters to look, and see those lights. And they did. And momentarily, I'd taken my eyes back off of them to make a turn, a right-hand turn. And my wife and daughter, they kept their eyes focused on it, and they observed it. Going, it was in a downward position, like headed towards the ground. And we followed it, and it went down behind a house. And I would say 16 to 24-inch streak behind them, behind each one of them. I couldn't determine if there was smoke, but it didn't appear to be smoke behind each one of them. It didn't even look like a flame. It was just a beautiful streak behind each one of them. And we had church at 6:30, and it was 5:15 at that time, and I thought the time we could get home and get dressed, it would be time for church, but obviously we ran into something we didn't anticipate running into. These people, they don't tell you if come up with any kind of little story. It's got to be something that excites you whenever you see something like this. I really don't think they, at any time, the trees even bothered them. I think they were high up enough, and I think that they were in a position to totally miss the trees in the house that we talked about.
Got a big light in the center of it, and that light is as bright as anything that I have ever seen.
Yeah,
bright as I've never seen a light as bright as I've seen searchlights for on airports.
Right.
But I've never seen a light as bright as that thing.
Which way did that light shine?
It was shining right down towards the ground.
Okay, and what color were all of these lights?
Different color lights. It was blue lights, it was red lights, it was all different color lights on it. It didn't have no sound whatsoever.
Now, how did you determine that? Like, did you go outside at all?
I was sitting in the building here when the same thing came up there.
Did you go out at all just to see if you could get like a closer look at it?
I went outside there and I couldn't hear a thing on it. We got a system right there. If there's any noise at all, it'll pick it up.
Oh, really?
Right. It'll pick it up. An automobile crosses that bridge down yonder, anybody walks by down back of that plant down yonder, that'll pick it up.
Well, you mean you've got microphones set up down there that pick this up and then transfer the sound back in?
Right. I just walked right out here in this driveway.
Yeah?
When I saw the thing.
Where was it coming from?
It came from back in here towards the CS 95 highway back in here, and someone told me they traveled that 95 or something.
Uh-huh.
They come across here, raise a canal right down here to the back of this plant down here.
Yeah.
And I saw where he was at. He just was above the treetops. I thought he was touching the treetops.
Yeah.
No sound so whatsoever. No, he came right up down here and just looked like it just come up there and stopped there for a little bit.
Over what? Over the building over here?
Well, right, was going by the corner of this building where you see a light in front of the front office.
Yeah.
He was just beyond here over there.
Right.
He looked like he just came up there and stopped. And sat there for a little bit, and then he started moving up and over, and I never seen nothing move like they move. An airplane can't come up there and do that, or a helicopter, neither one, without me hearing it.
Now, tell me what happened when the lights went out. When was that?
It happened two nights. That thing came that close two different nights, on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. At both times, it came from the same direction, and it went back across the same direction that it came from. All of these lights here on the front of the plant there, that's the lights that went out.
We have one, two, three, four, five... Five lights here. Now, where are these lights powered from? Like, are they powered by the same source that these lights over here?
Same lights that those are down here.
Were these...
They're still burning.
They were still on?
They were still on. Those was out.
And yet they're all powered by the same source.
That's right. The lights stayed out as long as that thing was hovered down there, and when it left, it, the lights came back on. I'd say at least 5 minutes they were out there. But it was just as plain as this object you got in your hand here.
Yeah.
Sitting right out there in the air. Just if it hadn't been touching the treetops, it didn't miss much, because it was right down on them. Yeah, if it was in a plane, I would have heard it. A helicopter, it comes up there and stops it. It's going to make a noise. It's going that motor's got to run to hold it up there in the air. And that thing did not have no noise whatsoever.